Okay, we are back here, WGXC 90.7, and I am delighted to have with me today Liz Kirkus, who is Membership Director and Event Coordinator for the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. Hello, Liz. Are you on there? Am I got you on there?
Hi. Oh, now I can hear you.
Good morning to you.
I can hear myself. It's scary.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And if you could start out, for people that haven't heard before, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're all about.
Absolutely. My favorite color is orange. No.
I knew it.
Though wearing no orange today. So hi, everybody. My name is Liz Kirkus. As was mentioned, I am the Membership Director and Events Coordinator at the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, which is located right here on Main Street in Catskill. And yeah, what else about me? I'm an artist. I've got kind of a split thing going on here. I've got the business OCD side of me, and then I'm actually an artist, so that it fights each other all the time.
Okay.
So it makes for a fun existence, but it actually has become very useful in my job at the chamber. And we're going to be getting into a bigger discussion about creative economy later, which we'll tie that into. But yes, I grew up in northern New Jersey, moved up here in 2007 to the area, moved to Catskill in 2010, and I'm loving it here, loving being in the Hudson Valley. And I'm actually very excited to be at the Chamber, and also to be, we're going to do this as a regular gig once a month on GXC.
So first week of every month, and we can let the people know about the entrepreneurs and the small business activities going on in the area, which I think is a very
in Greene County.
You know, I missed because I had to work, but I know that you had the Chamber of Commerce party action going on.
Yes, and this lovely lady behind me was our DJ, Neva, the Music for the Masses DJ at our holiday party, which was at Joe's Garage right here on Main Street in Catskill, and Sean Maher at Creekside catered it. It was a really lovely event. We had a very nice turnout, and it was just a nice way to sort of end the year on a high note with, you know, sort of everybody getting together and celebrating.
Very much so. I live right across the street. And
did you enjoy the fireworks?
I was just going to say, it was amazing. You guys have the longest fireworks. Now, what's that all about?
So we have an amazing company, Young's Fireworks, who partners with us, and they help us celebrate every year and do the fireworks for us. So, so I've got a lot of people. Now, note to self for next year, I'm going to put it on the community board, because so many people were like, especially now with the Black Bridge being open, they're like,
right,
hey, if you want to see the fireworks, the best views from the Black Bridge. And I'm like, and it's funny because out the back of Joe's Garage is this little courtyard, and then there's the back street.
Yep.
So we're all sort of gathered on this back street, and there's a building and some power lines, so we could see them, but literally
like traces of it.
So the best view was probably from the Uncle Sam Bridge or the Black Bridge. So, like, note to self, we might have to take a little field trip if we decide.
Well, no, I beg to differ. I live on the second floor or third floor, depending on what you want to call it, right across the street, and I have a panoramic view of the Catskill
So we'll all go to your place next year. It'll be fine. It'll be great. Yeah. So I'm glad you were able to enjoy them if you weren't able to make the party.
Yeah, I know. I got home later and I wasn't able to make there, but I did see the fireworks. So,
but yeah, so that was our sort of, you know, last hurrah of 2017. But you know what? Let's get into what's going on this year.
Sounds good.
All right. So, Chamber. and any of you listening out there who want more information about the Greene County Chamber of Commerce can go to our website, greenecountychamber.com. You can email me directly at liz@greenecountychamber.com. We'd love to hear about your business. We'd love to, you know, get you involved with us. So any questions, any information, please contact me. But as far as 2018 goes, we try and have two events a month. So we always have a business after hours every month, and we rotate that sort of around different locations in Greene County. And in January, actually next week, Wednesday, January 10th, Salon 255 in Coxsackie is hosting our event. So What some people don't realize is that it doesn't have to be a restaurant or somewhere to host a business after hours. Usually right. there's some food, there's some drink. It's like a nice social thing for networking. You can have it at a regular business. So Spring Kelsey, who owns Salon 255, has offered to host it from 5 to 7, and that's next Wednesday, the 10th. And it's free for members, but non-members are welcome to come by and check it out. And
now, Salon, what is that business?
It's actually a hair salon. It's a salon that offers different services. I believe they do massage and a couple other things as well, but it's a full service salon, but she just has this really nice space. So for her, so this is how businesses can, you know, also help to promote themselves, is they can offer to do one of these business after hours.
Right.
And you're basically bringing other business folk into your space and learning about what your business is, but in a very casual sort of, you know, atmosphere, instead of, you know, having like a seminar where you're sitting and, you know, learning about things. It's like, you know, just come on by, check out my business and stuff. And we've actually made some really good connections with people.
That's what I was going to say, because just because you have people in, but you can also have businesses that might be next door that never actually talk to your next door neighbor, and this is a good way to get connections and to kind of spread the news and spread the business amongst the community.
It's really great. Yeah, we've actually, I'd say at our this past year, we've made a lot of business connections with people through our business after hours and also through our power networking luncheons, which are luncheons. So it's basically like speed dating for your business. You go in and you get to stand up and do your elevator speech, you know, to the group. And then beforehand and afterwards, you get a little mingling time. And we've actually connected a couple of businesses that are now doing business with each other.
Right,
so
great
success right there. So that's on the 10th. And then we do a quarterly women in business dinner. And our next Women in Business dinner is on Thursday, January 25th. And it's up at Bavarian Manor again, up in Perling. And our guest speaker is Eileen Gallagher, who actually lives in Catskill.
Okay.
And she has many, many hats. She's a life coach. She's a development director. She's also she teaches that Nia at Empowered Body. It's a yoga-based exercise sort of. It also includes some martial arts elements in it, but she's a very interesting lady, and she will be our guest speaker at our Women in Business dinner on Thursday, January 25th. And speaking of power networking lunches, in February, on February 13th, we do an annual Valentine's Day power networking lunch, and we do it at Red's Restaurant in Coxsackie. So that's what I just mentioned, the power networking. It's like the speed dating right. of networking.
It's a nice little restaurant. Too.
Yeah, Red's. So it's nice. Yeah, it's appropriate. Red's for Valentine's Day. It's nice. And then the February business after hours, again, you know, Toten Catskill. But I'm very excited. This is one of our first joint business after hours, and it's going to be on Tuesday, February 27th, and it's a combination of Kerwin's Game Store and Hilo.
Wow, that's a great combination.
Really great combination.
Get all hopped up on coffee and then go play games.
Exactly.
Yes. Clever.
I'd like to, you know, it's definitely like Tony and Steven were the ones who kind of came up with the idea. And I asked Laura and Liam, and they were completely on board. So it's going to be really fun. So that's on Tuesday, the 27th, from 5 to 7.
And if people don't know, the Hilo and the Kerwins is pretty much next to each
Literally
other.
Literally next to each
and,
other.
And,
yeah.
They're right down on the, I guess you would call it the middle bottom street of Main Street in Catskill.
Good description. Yeah. So right here on Main Street. So I know that Kerwin's is, like you said, going to be having some different game demonstrations and some other things, trying to get other business people to understand what their business is, because I feel like a lot of people don't know what they do. They obviously have the retail side of the store, but they actually host all these very, very large tournaments there, and all ranging from all different kinds of games. They have a little like studio area in the back now where people are actually making and painting figurines for various games. And, you know, it's,
wow.
It's like this amazing thing. So I thought it was a great idea. And then Laura and Liam having their space. And if you don't know Hilo, they have everything from coffee, tea to a full bar.
Biscuits, I think, and food.
Sandwiches, you know, you name it. So,
and as well as they have live music, they have DJs
exactly.
there that are put on. And even to backtrack a little bit, Red's Restaurant. I mean, there's so many different cool little establishments, and it's really nice that you come here and you are bringing these to the light of people that might not know or that actually do know but haven't thought of it for quite some time.
And that's the truth. I mean, you know, we're fortunate that more and more, there's so many cool places to go to in Greene County that, you know, Neva and I were just discussing, like, you know, you can't hit them all the time, you know, but the fact that we have this many choices, you know, these many choices these days is pretty amazing. Yep, so yeah, so that wraps up February, and then next I'll come and tell you about other things next month. But yeah, just going off of this whole, like you were just mentioning, this whole conversation we had last time about creative economy, Hilo, as you mentioned, they have a gallery space. So they have different art shows, they have different music, different musicians that are coming in. They've really incorporated into their beverage and food business some of this creative economy, you know, which I think is brilliant.
It's true. And not only that, but it's pretty, the entertainment is pretty amazing. And yeah, the food there, the customer service, all that stuff, it's very quaint. It's very community. Yeah. And it's really a big attraction that they came in here a little while ago. I know that they were trying to open it up for some time, and then finally everything got established.
And it all got put together. But I think, you know, you hit on a very good point there. One of the biggest elements of creative economy is community. And I think that's what people who don't understand creative economy need to realize. So if you break it, you know, I was telling Neva, I have all these notes here on creative economy, and I can, like, you know, spit out some statistics.
No, go ahead. I would like to hear some of that stuff. It's important, and
yeah,
I think we can learn by that.
So let's start at a little bit of a base, and then I'll go back to this whole thing about community, because I think it's extremely important in this.
Okay.
So when you literally Google creative economy, the first thing that comes up is, I guess, the person who officially, like, coined the term back in 2001 was John Hokins. And he is a British, he's a writer. He's also speaks as a professor over there. And he sort of coined this whole thing, basically describing, you know, an economic system where value is based on novel imagination qualities rather than traditional resources of land, labor, and capital. So again, sounds super boring, but we all get what he means.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, because to me, there's the big establishments, and I can name them off, but I'm not going to.
Right.
That really become mundane, and they're very placid, and it's very. But when you come to the community creative, I think that's much more hard, and that's much more. Not so blah, not so blasé,
right.
And it really brings in some uniqueness that, I mean, speaking for myself, I love uniqueness. I need to bring that into my life. Sometimes things can get boring, and it's nice to have these added establishments throughout the Greene County that have a lot to offer.
And, you know, some people say, well, what is, so then you break it down into creative industries. So you say, okay, creative economy, like, what is that? So again, some of the lingo and some of the terms that they're, you know, basically creative economy comprises of everything from advertising to architecture, arts, crafts, design, fashion, film, music, performing arts, you know, research and design, software, games, TV, radio, so it encompasses. So I don't think people realize it's not just a tangible thing. The creative economy is this, it's this bigger encompassing, like, sort of creative universe, you know, that's all here. But again, all of these things you can, you know, attribute to adding to community. You know, it's a creative. So not only, you know, in some of them, you're creating jobs, you're creating a workspace. Others, you're creating, you know, a performance or an art piece that's going to draw more people, or, you know, people are going to see it. So it's all, it has this tie to community. And I think it's a very important thing. And, you know, it's just recently that even, like, economic statistics are even recognizing, like, how creative economy has impacted the economy at whole. And I mean, right now, I think the US and the UK are literally, like, adjusting how they do their statistical systems to encompass this, because sometimes it's hard to say, oh, you know, X amount of, you know, this creative economy attributes to, you know, X amount of the economy, you know, and whole, it's very hard to get your brain around it and wrap around it. But I think they're getting closer to trying to get a good idea of how much that this impacts an area. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen it in Greene County. We've seen it in Columbia County. It's, you know, you think about even the different organizations, like we spoke of last time. We've got the Thomas Cole House, we've got Bridge Street Theater, we've got Beatty Powers, we've got Lumberyard. You know, you have these big, we've got the Greene County Council on the Arts. We've got these humongous arts organizations sitting right here I mean, literally sitting right here in Catskill alone, not to mention everything up the mountaintop. You know, I mean, there's so many arts organizations up in Windham, up in Hunter, you know, all over the place. I mean, just in Greene County, it's absolutely fascinating to me. And these, some of these organizations have been around for 40 years. It's just they've never really been talked about as adding to the creative economy. Now that it's, now that this has all come to the forefront, I think people are realizing that they've been quietly doing their thing for years and bringing people to the area and bringing people together, but they're finally getting a little recognition for that. So,
right. I mean, even when you talk about the Catskill Library, every month they put on a musician, and they had a beautiful performer come in for Christmas that played Christmas hymns, and she was so talented. And just to have local artists that come in to the library itself,
yeah,
is such a unique thing.
There's a perfect example of something that is overlooked in creative economy, and that's our libraries. Yeah. I mean, you think about it. What are libraries full of? Books, you know, writers, authors, you know, all these things. You know, again, like you said here, I know that Jen DuBois has been really sort of instrumental in trying to get music here and doing different creative things with the kids. I know she had Brian from Maker Syndicate come and do fun things with the kids, like science-based kind of projects and stuff. So she's
that's right.
Yeah, which
is and then
really
follow that book where they go to different businesses.
Exactly.
And now they started one of my favorite. It's Follow That Bus, where we go to local communities to where they sell wine distilleries and
that's
stuff like that.
That's the adult version of Follow
That
Bus. Yeah,
the adult, yeah, right? But they just started it. And
everybody would like to follow that bus. Yeah,
they sell that one out pretty quickly. So
right. So, you know, again.
But isn't that unique, though? I mean, it's unique to bring,
unique.
That somebody comes up with a creative idea and they bring the community together, and it's different, it's unusual, it's something unique, and that's the beauty about it. That's what's beautiful about this. And like you said, so many people don't know that it's out there, and,
right.
and it's starting to get out there as far as recognition, but it's so important that we get it out there as community radio and let people know about these things, these events, these companies, and yeah. So,
well, I mean, even look, again, talking about creative economy, I mean, this radio station, you know, this is a member, you know, this is a supported radio station that is supported by the people for the people. I mean, mm-hmm. this is what it is. I mean, you can't, and the different shows you guys have, the events that you guys sponsor, the you know, the artists that you get involved. I mean, that is pure creative economy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and thank goodness you're here. And again, giving a voice to someone like me who comes on that wants to get a word out about something. You know, I just think these things are essential, but just realizing that, you know, you can have the nicest town with the best stores and, you know, everything. But if you don't have a reason for people to come out, if you don't have an interest, if you don't have something that's going to grab them there and hold them there, they're going to leave.
Right.
You know, it's like there needs to be a cult. You know, again, it's about this whole creative culture, really. There needs to be something. And not, and it doesn't mean, and this is what I think some people don't realize, it doesn't mean you have to be an artist type to be part of a creative economy. I know plenty of people who are not artists, but you know what? They enjoy listening to music, or they enjoy looking at art, or you know what? They love to have a nice, you know, meal where it's locally sourced stuff. You know, it's like you don't have to be a creative type.
Right. And we can even get back to there's a gentleman that I know quite well, Hudson Talbot.
Yes.
And he started out just simply planting trees and flowers up and down Main
right.
Street. It made such a difference on Main Street to add something like that. It's not as if he's some well-known musician or artist of sorts, but he is inside of him. He's very creative. And just by having a thought like that, having determination, going up and down Main Street and being involved
right.
with that, I mean, that
I
is.
I mean, he has his own career, you know, as a children's author and has done quite well in it.
Yeah.
But he has this passion for trees, which he will tell you about. Love you, Hudson.
Yeah.
love you. But, you know, it's true, though. And that, you know, again, with the whole Cultivate Catskill, which he's a part of, they've been able to continue this project of, again, something as simple as a tree. Well, you know what? In the springtime and in the summertime, when all the trees are blooming and Cultivate Catskill does all the hanging pots and all the other pots, you look up Main Street and it looks absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous. They worked
mm-hmm.
on all those slides, Leggio Park, Howard Slide, all the slides. And it's like, you know, you don't think about that. You know, some people just walk by it and don't think about it. But if you look at it, it adds to, you know, again, it's inviting.
You know, well, you know, I'm kind, it's kind of near and dear to my heart because actually Hudson is my landlord. And and I knew Hudson as far as the children's Arthur. But I knew that what he did with my backyard is amazing. And he put so much time into that. So
yeah.
I knew that that was going to spill out on Main Street. But
somehow that was going to spill out on Main Street.
But
absolutely.
Yeah, Hudson is quite a unique person.
No, he's great, but you know, he also understands, again, being an artist himself and being part of these organizations, you know, he understands the need to draw people to a place. You know, I mean, that's why he was here. That's why he came here. That's why he, you know, is participating. He knows the need to draw people to a place. So another thing I wanted to mention is there actually is an Upstate Alliance for the Creative Economy.
Okay.
So I met Maureen Sager at, there was a joint event with the Lumberyard and Thomas Cole a few months back.
Okay.
And I met her at this, and it was actually sponsored by, they're called ACE Events, and it's Upstate Alliance for Creative Economy. And if you go on their website, which is upstatecreative.org, you can learn all sorts of stuff about what they do. It's a little bit focused on the capital region right now, but they're trying to branch down and branch out because it is upstate in general.
Now, the capital region would be Albany?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's, Albany is the capital region.
But they're trying to bring it down here to the Hudson Valley.
Well, they realized that that's why they came down and did this event with Lumberyard and Thomas Cole, because they realized that obviously they kind of, it seems like, from what I've read, it seems like they've started out there and now they're realizing that, you know, upstate, you know, is kind of more Hudson Valley-ish, you know, they're sort of going around and down and trying to encompass more counties. But it's really, they have a lot of creative economy sponsors that are doing, you know, that are helping them to fund and do their different events. But really their focus seems to be getting like-minded people together. So they have different events that they do every month for different, you know, kind of geared towards different creative economy industries. And it seems like their goal is to put together these people, like-minded people, and sort of, you know, generate some buzz and generate some interest. So
it's a gathering, but they also fund.
Yeah. So, So I was just, you know, and again, I just quickly went on their website before I came here. But I did have a lovely, like I said, a lovely conversation with Maureen at this event. And, you know, it's funny when, again, we were talking about the different areas of creative economy. So they've mapped it out into design, media, visual arts and handcrafted projects, performing arts, heritage and preservation, and artisanal food and agriculture. So that is another whole industry that definitely people don't think of in creative economy. So, you know, again, all these people up here who are hand making foods, you know, so you've got what right here, you've got Winkle's Bakeries making stuff, Hilo's making craft food. You know, it's like everybody here is like doing these like craft food things. You've got Catskill Bread Company in town. You've got a bunch of other creative economy based people. You've got Banana Moon Baking Company, I think we mentioned before, you know, all these people who are doing, it's, you know, considered artisan foods, just like there's artisan cheeses and artisan bread, you know, like all that
artisan
stuff.
Artisan books.
Exactly. Artisan book, artisan everything. But, you know, so that's a whole section that people really hadn't, you know, thought about before. But like you were saying about heritage and preservation, it's like, you know, so you've got these historic houses, but you also have these different main streets and parks and stuff that, you know, it's preserving them and making them a beautiful place.
Oh, there's so many areas around here, so many falls and parks and mountain areas, and just, there's a lot that is offered in the Hudson Valley area around here, especially in Greene County.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, you know, it's funny. I wanted to tie back to one of, one of the most, and I have to say, usually when I go out on a member visit, I learn so much and I'm amazed by what kind of businesses are in Greene County. But recently I visited a new member who is not new in the sense of their business. They've been going for about 30 years, very quietly doing their thing.
Right.
But it's a new business to us called Marchese Racing.
Marchese Racing.
Marchese Racing. Marchese Racing is, and I'll read you their official description.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Is a composite manufacturer of high performance carbon fiber speed skating equipment. And you go, huh? So I went and found them. And this is so funny. So they're in West Coxsackie, is where their design studio is.
Right.
So I drove out there. So I'm driving this, you know, beautiful up these roads, like this gorgeous, you know, really like nice land, nice houses and stuff. I completely blow by them because in my brain, I'm thinking like factory. Blow by them, find them. It's, you know, on their property, they have their house, and then they've made this design sort of manufacturing studio on their property, but it's the same wood as their house. So I went by, like, it's so beautifully tucked in, you know? So I show up there and they were laughing. They're like, everybody does that. So I walk in and it's this big building, two floors, the ground floor. There's a little bit of a showroom of some of the skates they've done. And then there is storage of the All right, I'm going to go ahead of myself, but storage of the molds for the skates. And then you go upstairs and there's the actual, I call it the factory. It's, if you have any interest in sewing or creativity, you walk into this place and they have every industrial sewing machine and little techniques and fabrics and swatches and things. Like, I was just going nutso in there. I was like, I just want to be in here. Yeah, no. You know, I was like a kid in a candy store in this place. So I'm talking to them and, you know, it was so funny. So Paul Marchese, who's the owner, he was a speed skater.
Really?
And he, when he was skating back in the day, there was only one company in the U.S. who made these specialty skates. And okay. I guess they either stopped making them or he didn't like how they made them. So he was one of those people that, like, you know, again, decided, you know what, I'm going to figure this out. And he took apart one of his skates. Like, so he took it apart and made it almost into like a pattern. So he laid it all out and he was like, all right, I can figure this out. So this began his career, his quest to make the perfect skate. So now he is making the perfect skate and they outfit the U.S. and most all the other countries in high performance speed skating skate.
Really?
For the Olympics.
I'm surprised that I don't know if you actually knew, but that there was only one other speed skater producer than that. I would think there'd be more. And then the fact that he was actually able to break down the skate and build, it was kind of like a field of dreams.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they literally go to all the, you know, the pregame stuff. I mean, they travel all over the world to fit all these athletes with these skates. They go to all the Olympics.
What I was going to bring up. So yeah. They are Olympic involved.
They are Olympic involved. They have, basically the skating teams from all over the world who are in the Olympics, I'd say 90% of them are getting their skates from them, and they're in West Cooksacky, New York. I found that to be absolutely amazing. And they're just quietly doing their thing there. It is absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to post a picture today on our Instagram account on greencountychamber.com or the Instagram. But I was just so fascinated. And to talk to them is just, there's three of them in there. There's literally three employees. You know, it's Paul and two other people, Paul and Jennifer and one other person. And she still skates, actually. She goes, so there's no skating place nearer than Saratoga.
Really?
So she goes up twice a week. Jennifer goes up twice a week to Saratoga to skate, and she's actually, I believe she's going for the trials for the Olympics as well. So
I would imagine I'm pretty sure they would have something up at Lake Placid.
Yeah, I guess they used to have something in the Albany area, but not anymore. So this is back to this whole thing. So here, quietly in the woods of West Cooksacky, there is this amazing place.
Yeah, that they could find their niche.
Yeah. And they're just
and perfected in such a way where it's world renowned and people from the Olympics actually are affiliated with
it. If you can imagine this space, so here's all these sewing machines, here's all these like amazing, you know, fabric and stuff, and they've got all these, you know, the molds and everything like that. And then they have all these posters from all the different Olympics signed by all the Olympians, all the teams.
Right.
Wow. It was the coolest thing. Like, I left there, I was like, this is amazing. You know, I just was blown away that, again, it's, you know, there are these pockets and there's so many more stories like this of our members and even, you know, businesses that aren't members that are just quietly, creatively doing their thing, and they've been doing it forever, and they've just been plugging. You know, again, it's like they have their niche. They're contributing. They're, you know, it's absolutely fascinating to me. So yeah, so that's like my biggest sort of like wow creative economy story.
That's your wow moment.
Wow moment.
That's great. That is so unique, and it just shows that there are so many businesses and community businesses that are around here that we just don't know about. Creativity is what I was trying to look for, the word. Creative businesses around here that are in the community, and it's really nice that I can have you on and that you will come on and talk about this, because it's very important that we get the word out there. It's very important that we get the events that are going on out there, and I do appreciate. Is there anything else that you need to add, or are we good to...
I think we're good for today. I put out a lot of stuff out there today, everybody.
No, that's what I like.
Just getting people to think, you know, a little bit more about how different businesses impact a community and how the creative arts and the creative economy really does add to community. I think that's, you know, what I'm trying to express, and hopefully I got that across.
Oh, you did by far. And also the important thing is to us as individuals is to invest in these companies, these creative businesses, to keep them going, because it is the heart and soul of the community. So when you need to go out, check the places that you otherwise wouldn't check out. Get on the internet. And
yeah, I was going to say, go to our website, greencountychamber.com. We list out all our member businesses by category. So if you're looking for like a bakery, a cafe, or, you know, manufacturer, it's all listed out there. And, you know, again, back to the thing I think we talked about before the holidays was the whole like shop local, shop small, you know, between our website and the county's Buying Green, Investing Green, you can basically find anything you need right here in Greene County. So I highly encourage you to go on both sites and check it out. And like I said, if you have any questions about the chamber, please email me at liz@greencountychamber.com. I'd love to talk to you about your business. And yeah, so we'll, once a month show. So we'll pick some more topics for next month and continue the conversation.
That would be great. And once again, I really appreciate you showing up here.
Thank you, Pete.
And
thanks, Neva.
And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, everybody.
And so we're signing out here, Liz Kirkus, and we will be back with you next month. But until then, I'm going to be playing another song, and we'll be back in a brief moment. So stay tuned and turn it up.